Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week. Enjoy.
We started off this week the most delicious way. Jody made the Murphy's peanut butter balls, the ones that Murphy, you said,
lunchroom
ones from your childhood.
Yeah, I started Googling around. I don't know. I was feeling kind of retro and wanted to taste that.
And we've been waiting, what, like 2 months now for Jody to make these?
1 week.
Okay, 1 week. Sorry.
I just kept forgetting.
And it's peanut butter, powdered milk, and honey.
Yeah. Here's what's up. I'd never made these before. I don't know that I want... I wasn't planning to make them again, except that you're all about them.
They are unbelievable.
I made them last night and rolled them into balls and put them in the fridge and told Murphy they were there, and I went to bed. So I haven't even heard what the critic over here...
Yeah. Well, for starters, do you know how difficult it was to wait 20 minutes for those things to set?
Yeah. You have to roll them up, and then you put them in the fridge for 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are delicious. I loved it.
But?
They're not... It's.
She told me this was coming.
I don't see this as a negative because I love them. It's not.
Here comes the management trick, and that it's all how you set it up.
Jody, these are delicious. Thank you for making these. However,
it has nothing to do with you. I think this recipe is not the recipe that my school used. Oh. That's all. They're very good, though.
Your Phoebe school probably had some. I don't know, special ingredients that I don't have in the kitchen.
So, you know, Phoebes and I both were chowing down on them last night, and they are delicious. Look, that's not going to stop me from eating them. I think I've found a great new treat. Yeah. What I'm most excited about now is finding another recipe.
I've never had these before, and it was so good. Yeah. I mean, it's like perfect.
Let me tell you something, though. I have made a lot of stuff. I've been in the kitchen since I was a kid. My dad was like, you need to learn how to cook. And so I've always made stuff. I have never, for one recipe, used so much honey that I can remember.
How much was it?
It's a cup of honey.
Yeah.
Anytime you use honey to bind stuff, it's like it's half a cup.
Yeah.
It's just weird pouring a whole cup of honey on top of a bunch of peanut butter.
That's the only thing that I think is the overkill because it's really, have you tried one yet?
Nope.
Oh, you haven't. Then you'll notice it doesn't need that much honey. I think you could cut the honey in half. Seriously, I think the honey, because the honey is what's kind of, I know they use it to bind, but it's a little too much.
Oh, man. There it is.
All right. Well, they taste great to me.
Okay,
I think they taste fantastic. But if you're asking what the difference is between what the cafeteria did and what you made.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they used that much honey in the cafeteria back in the day.
Yeah.
Get the recipe. I rolled yours in sugar. Apparently, you can roll them in anything you want.
Good.
MurphySamAndJody.com.
Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. You can call, you can text, or, of course, always hit us up on Facebook or Instagram.
Social media connect.
From our Instagram messages, Alicia sent us a picture of her bearded dragon. But there's more. It says, I got my beardy Drekki, Dreki, dragon wings. I thought you would like to see him wearing them. There's a picture of a bearded dragon, just like the one we have, Murphy Nugget, but with wings on its back.
That's
looking
cute.
Looking like one of Khaleesi's baby dragons.
How are they attached? So I guess it's got to be in a way that's comfortable and safe for the beardy, right?
Please, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure she doesn't leave the wings on all the time.
Although that would be funny to look over into the aquarium and see a beardy with wings on,
especially somebody visiting the house.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You can tell them. Oh yeah, that's a real dragon.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't know they still existed.
Put a little sign on the terrarium, look out for fire.
Yeah. Don't touch
fire
dragon.
Fire hazard. Don't say Dracaris. Okay. So thank you for that, Alicia. You made my day with it. From our Facebook messages, this is for you, Sam, from Juan. Hey, guys.
Hey, Juan.
This is for Sam. I was catching up on podcasts, and I heard about your parents, Sam, going on their honeymoon to Monterrey, Mexico, because that is exactly where I currently live. So if you're ever interested in coming to visit, I will be more than happy to take you on a tour of the cool places we have here. Maybe you can share some of their pictures and I can take pictures of those places.
Wow.
That was so much fun to hear about your parents. I love the show. I've been listening to you guys since 2018.
Wow.
Podcast specifically.
Thank you.
Well, Juan, if you can get a picture of...
Where was
it? Horseshoe, Horsetail Falls.
Oh.
That's the one they always talk about.
Cool. And the funny thing about your parents going on their honeymoon to Mexico to me is, bring everybody in.
Okay. They were married in September of 63, 2 months before Kennedy was shot.
Uh-huh.
They went to Mexico. Lee Harvey Oswald was in Mexico, supposedly, at some point.
And your parents were from New Orleans.
And my parents had gotten passports or something in New Orleans, where Lee Harvey Oswald apparently got his.
Right. They might have been on the same flight.
And so the FBI actually came and talked to my dad and was like, Did you see this man? Did you run into him in the office there?
Right.
Blah, blah,
so your
blah.
Dad was questioned in the assassination.
But only if he'd seen Lee Harvey.
It's true. Okay. Thank you, Juan. We love hearing from you and you know it. Taking Murphy shopping for a tuxedo proved to be interesting and sorry.
I had a good time.
I know.
I enjoyed myself.
Too.
I really did.
I'm sorry that we had to bother you, Sam. But here's what. We're going to a gala coming up this month, the Gracie's Gala, and we all have to dress to the nines.
It's Beverly Hills. We got to look pretty.
We do. I have my gown. I'm underway. I'm excited.
Yeah, so you say that like we belong there, Sam. You know?
No, we don't.
So, Sam, you right off the jump, you went and
I got my tux a couple weeks ago.
And you let us know that it is?
Blue.
Right.
Right. And how long do you have to return it?
Okay, wait. We start shopping, and Murphy starts looking at what's right now,
I am not a fashionista.
I know that,
and so I didn't know whether to get a notched collar or a shawl collar. I kind of like that shawl look, but it also makes your shoulders look rounded. At least on me, the dude's picture that I saw, I'm like, I want to go notched.
I don't know what shawl collar means.
No, but the big question being, you kind of wanted a blue suit, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And I
remember
saying,
Sam
now.
Saying something about, I think Sam got a blue suit.
I know Sam
suit.
Got
I knew
a blue one.
It wasn't powder blue.
No, it better not be powder blue. Or I won't claim you. But.
And a ruffly shirt.
The third time Murphy was like, look at this blue. And granted, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm just imagining you two looking like twins.
Yeah.
What happened is I'm looking at the little book brochure they're showing me in the store. Jody gets Sam to send the picture, of
like,
what he's wearing.
Please send me what you're wearing.
And it's the same thing. It's that dark blue with this sort of black trim.
Yeah.
And it looks great. It really does. But I am so glad you gave us the heads up, because the last thing I would want to is
we
both show up in a room and go, oh, great.
Who are the two idiots?
Or like looks like a wedding party or something.
Yeah.
You know, we happen to be.
We're here for Jody.
We happen to be going, but I don't want you to dress like. But anyway, we pretty much have decided on black for you, Murph.
Yeah.
Man, classic black. Good.
Classic black, but with some flair.
Yeah, I'm going to be adding some flair.
Yeah, we are.
Lord.
Connect with us anytime or just jump in, 877-310-4MSJ.
Social media connect.
For our Instagram and Facebook pages, I posted a picture of my sunflowers. I love sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd bought some at a grocery store, given them to Phoebe for a final performance at school last week. And then she gave them right back to me and said, Mom, can you bring these home and put them in some water? Winning!
Yeah.
Winning. Anyway.
Oh, so you give her the flowers you like.
Yeah. She's kind of used to them coming right back.
I've
anyway.
Learned that the long way, the hard way. So anyway, my favorite thing is that I'm moving a million miles an hour, and I pull this vase out from under the bottom of the sink, and I'm like, I don't remember seeing this vase before, but whatever, I must have gotten flowers from it or something. Stick the sunflowers in it, and Murphy's like, oh, you used my mom's old Red Lobster glass.
Well,
and
I thought,
like,
so I was like, yeah, right. That's the lighthouse version right there.
And then I look, and sure enough, it says Red Lobster.
Now, I don't know if Red Lobster still does. What do you call those kind of glasses? Limited edition? I know what they are.
Well, I got a name for them, but
they're souvenir glasses.
Oh, souvenir.
We used to, my mom always, that's one reason we went to Red Lobster a lot, was because, not for the endless shrimp, but for the mixed drinks that you would get in the glass, and then you'd get to keep the glass.
Mm-hmm. Angie says from our Facebook page, I had a couple of those. The lighthouse drink was yummy.
Yeah.
Kimberly said, my mom had a dozen of those. Thanks for the memory. I had not thought about them in years.
Funny.
Paula says, the sunflowers look beautiful in the repurposed Red Lobster glass. I didn't mean to, though. If I'd have known that was a Red Lobster glass, you know me.
Well, I thought when you put it out, you were going to just spin that part around, you know?
I didn't think of that.
What
now
was the lighthouse drink, anyway?
The glass looks like a lighthouse.
Yeah, I guess it was some tropical drink.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean,
it's a clever name.
They had a couple of different versions, and we had a couple of them. Did both of them survive?
No. We have one vase.
So
I call it a vase.
Did my brother and sister get rid of the other one then?
Oh,
that we
so
found
sad.
Them cleaning out my dad's house. That's when we found the Red Lobster glasses.
Celeste sent a picture of it on eBay. Vintage Lighthouse Red Lobster drink. $9.99. We can get $10 for that thing.
Yeah, that's why we didn't sell it, actually.
It's not only May the 4th, it's World Password Day.
Oh.
I don't know why we need that day. It's always something weird.
If it's an awareness day for like safety, I guess I understand it. I've never heard of this.
Of course. It is for safety. You're right, Murphy.
Why did they pick today?
I don't know, to mess with the Star Wars.
It's Star Wars Day.
Okay, look. The research shows there are companies that study this stuff that 80%, 80 or more percent of the most commonly used passwords can be cracked in less than a second.
Yeah.
So we're still not password savvy enough. So you want to know the top five most used passwords? I hope nobody's using this that's listening. Number five.
If you are, change it.
Number five, A1B2C3.
Ah, a little spin on the...
I think it's a trickery,
yeah.
But
the
hackers know to... Are you checking your passwords?
Yeah.
Number four on the list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
See, that
how many
really...
years do we have to go before somebody gets
so
burned
sad.
Enough on
the
that?
Same, the same thing as using the QWERTY thing on the keyboard, you know.
Number three, password.
Still.
I'm counting you down five
after
and one.
All these years.
QWERTY is number 11 on the list.
Oh, is it still there?
It's still there. This is according to NORPASS, the security, company. They track all of this. Number 14 on the list is unknown. People like to do password unknown.
Yeah.
Okay, getting back to it. Number two, the most used. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, going up to six.
Change it up a bit,
yeah.
Huh?
And so that used to be like the number one.
That's probably because of, websites that say you have to use at least 6 characters or more.
And a letter.
You're right. The number one most commonly used password in the U.S.
It's so simple and easy, but yes, I guess I shouldn't be
so
surprised.
So is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's so hackable. Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, to me, using a password vault is a smart way to go. Like LastPass or 1Password or something like that, especially if you have a lot to manage.
Do you have to have a password to get into Password Vault?
Well, of course you do.
Oh.
But it's 2-factor authentication, but yeah.
Oh.
You know, I was actually pretty excited to see Jody using my late mom's Red Lobster glass as a vase, you know?
I didn't know it was a glass. I didn't know it said Red Lobster.
I know. You have to look pretty closely to see that it's from there. And why would you expect that we would have one of those?
Thank you.
And
I throw away stuff like that normally.
Those are happy memories for me as a kid because, Red Lobster, they used to advertise that, it was a big fried shrimp night and you see the shrimp bouncing around. And then if you wanted that totally tropical drink, the best part was...
You get to keep
the glass afterwards. Right, exactly. Bring your Red Lobster memories home with you.
So if you bring the glass back, did you get like a discount on the refill?
I don't remember. My mom, these were my mom's thing. At that time when they were still drinking, those were her kind of drinks. So we had 2 or 3 of those lighthouse glasses, and I just brought it home really just to show Jody, hey, look, I wasn't even planning on keeping it. No, I wish we had.
In my cleaning up that I do, when you bring a bunch of stuff home to show me and then you go to the next room, I'm like, okay, that's awesome.
I must have. Jody's not a fan of souvenir glasses, and I'm somewhere in between,
When I open a cabinet to get a glass to drink, because I want to drink something, I love them. I love for them to be pretty and mostly the same.
Yeah.
Even if they're different sizes. But when I open up a cabinet and there's like plastic and writing and different sizes and coconuts and all this, it makes me want to close it and run away.
It looks like clutter?
Uh-huh.
See, for me, like when I see my Spirit of St. Louis mug, it's fond memories of the Smithsonian, getting to see the Charles Lindbergh plane hanging there, I like that one. And then, my friend Byron gave me this really nice kind of crude pottery mug that is one of my, favorites, too. I don't know if you call that a souvenir. It doesn't match anything else.
No, it doesn't. But
I love it.
It is a cool mug. When he drinks that coffee out of that, he looks like the hound from Game of Thrones or something. Yeah. It's very manly.
Right.
You never had any of the McDonald's ones, you know, like Grimace on a glass or...
I mean...
Oh, I forgot about
those.
They
had Star Wars ones, too, I think that...
Once in a great while, we were allowed to get a commemorative glass.
Yeah.
But none of them stuck around that I can recall. So, no. And it's not about childhood. It's about adulthood that I want. Okay. I don't want the junk glasses anymore.
Kind of cool to have a Red Lobster glass hanging around, don't you think?
A vase, you mean.
Vase. Be sure to subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast today. That is an easy way. It's absolutely free to catch up on anything that you might miss. And plus, you'll enjoy an episode of After the Show. We only do it there, the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
I have another prom to deal with this week. Parker's prom.
Now, you're blessed with another prom this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of late, huh? Most proms are April, not early
Maddie's
part of May.
Yeah, Maddie's was a couple weeks ago. There's been a bit of a change in plans for this prom, though, as Parker notified me and his mom yesterday.
What is that?
No pictures.
Wait. That's his request, or that's the school thing?
No pictures, as in, you know, how everybody gets together beforehand and takes pictures.
Yes.
He doesn't want to do that.
Oh.
He and his date have determined that it is too, quote unquote, cringy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's too mainstream. Like, he doesn't want to do what everybody else is doing. Yeah,
here's the text. I we're not taking pictures for prom. I said, well, it would be nice, a nice memory to have. And he goes, yes, it would. But as stated previously, we agreed not to.
Oh, that's funny.
God.
Obviously.
Wait, he sounds just like you.
Obviously, we'll take Snapchat. Maybe that's why I didn't like this conversation.
As stated previously. I think I've heard Sam say those words.
Yes. If you refer back to the earlier text, obviously we'll take Snapchat photos on our phone and one at the dance, but no before cringy picture party.
Sure. That's okay. It's his prom. And if his date agrees, and in the future, whether he regrets it or not, you'll probably never know.
Well, here's another one. Here's another Sam, too. His mom said, well, hey, can I just sneak a picture of you before you leave the house?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to you on that.
Wow.
So funny.
But isn't cringy really in the eye of the beholder? It depends on how you take the picture as to whether it's cringy or not.
It's cringy. That's an acceptable fact. It's going to be cringy.
Yeah.
You know, the moms and the dads are going to ooh and ah, and everybody get together. Okay, and all the girls, and all the guys, and everybody do a funny
little
pose.
Little dates, and then the funny.
It's just part of the process.
It is tradition, well, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe what you should have said is, so if your plan is really never to date this girl ever again, I would understand why you wouldn't want a picture. However, in the future.
Oh, yeah, push it, huh?
So it sounds like he just wants to be in control of the pictures if he's doing Snapchat. He doesn't want mom and dad directed pictures.
Mm-hmm. We love to keep up with you everywhere. We love to hear from you everywhere, too. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or call or text us. 877-310-4MSJ.
Social media connect.
Okay, from our Facebook and Instagram pages, Rita says, first time to visit your page. No one looks like what I had imagined. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Rita. That happens in life to all of us. No, nobody looks like what you think if you've only heard them. I don't know why. That's true.
I mean, I remember thinking that as a kid, listening to the radio, the same thing, you know? You know, although, Jody, you're everything that I imagined.
Why do you do that?
Does Rita go on to say, y'all all look better than I thought?
No elaboration. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, do you really want to go deep? Probably not.
I think that's it's an interesting thing about imagination. Yeah. We all have a if you had a voice that came over a loudspeaker like it did when we were in school. And, you know, a loudspeaker and that person announced something to you every day.
Yeah.
You, as a human being, you would naturally assign a look to them. And, everybody's brain would have a different person assigned. You know what I mean?
Is Rita saying it's a good thing we work in radio? People don't have to see us?
She didn't say that. I want to read it to you again. First time to visit your page. No one looks like what I had imagined.
Hmm. Yeah.
P.S. There's a P.S.
Oh.
Sam is dying to know. P.S. Looking for the margarita recipe.
Okay, good. That's actually the right reason to go to the page.
The margarita recipe is a part of our Cinco de Menu recipes this week. So go get it. It's the best homemade margarita I've ever had. And I've had a few.
That's great from a woman named Rita.
It is. Margarita.
Aha.
Also, lovely Rita.
Rebecca, we were talking about the Red Lobster glasses. Murphy's mom had a Red Lobster collectible glass. I thought it was a vase. I put flowers in it.
And you haven't heard the end of it.
Rebecca says, I had a naked lady glass and a lighthouse glass from Red Lobster. So apparently there was a naked lady glass.
Oh, I don't remember that. Like a mermaid or something, maybe?
My husband accidentally broke my naked lady glass. I loved it. It held a 16-ounce Diet Pepsi, ice, and just the right amount of rum.
Yeah.
Awesome, Rebecca. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook. If you've got a kid and they don't like to get a strep test, or you don't like to get a strep test because maybe you gag a little, you know?
It's a little tough for me to get a swab down my throat.
Yeah. What about you, Sam?
I haven't done one in forever.
Me either.
Last time I had a swab in my throat, it was the DNA test, but we don't need to go into that.
You did a DNA test?
Yeah. The swab up my nose was kind of bizarre.
I can't
for COVID.
Deal with that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, so I had to take Phoebe to the pediatrician, the doctor the other day. It was so weird because she's 18 now. She drives, but she was feeling so bad. I'm like, I'm going to drive you. Walking in there, I thought, this might be the last time I bring her to the pediatrician. I kind of hope it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, if your kids are little and they are not good or they gag with the strep test, the nurse taught us a trick. And wait.
About 18 years too late, huh?
I know. But no, it's not too late if I get to share it with the world or anybody who's listening.
Sure.
Is this a distraction thing?
Phoebe did this. I first thought it was a distraction, but the nurse, her name was Harley. What a cool name, right?
I love that name.
Harlee is what her name tag said. She was precious. She said, hey, I'm going to teach you a little trick. I use it on all my kids, even four-year-olds. But, you know, and Phoebe did it, and it seemed to help. And she said, you need to make a fist, but put your thumbs inside of your hand and then wrap your fingers around and hold, squeeze tight to your thumbs, she said. Do it? Yeah, squeeze tight to your thumbs. Open your mouth and let me swab it. She said, if you squeeze really tight, she said there's something. She said she learned it in school. I guess she's in medical school, that something, it squeezes and stops the flow to that nerve from your arm all the way up to your head, and it makes it a little better. It makes it less gaggy feeling. Mm. And Phoebe said she barely felt it. Now, this girl was gentle, though, too. Well, she was out quick.
Next time I'm told to say, I'll just try that. Because I don't always get a strep test, you know. But if, you know.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
And
I always heard the same thing. Remember that supposedly if you clip earlobes or something like that at the dentist office, it doesn't hurt?
There's something to do with the earlobes.
I've never heard this in my life, and I need it at the dentist.
Yeah.
Anyhow, kids of all ages, it's worth a shot if you have trouble getting your throat swabbed. Thumbs inside the hands. Squeeze your thumbs really hard, like make a fist, thumb inside.
Yeah.
Both hands. Good luck.
So that way you already have the fist in case it goes bad.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
All right, Jody, we have an email from Wendy for you.
Hi, Wendy.
Jody, you are pronouncing G-A-L-A wrong.
I say gala.
Yeah.
And I guess that means that it's gala.
To me, I thought it was one of those like poinsettia.
Poinsettia,
same difference.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I say gala.
Well, I would say it's always gala when it's the apple.
All right.
Right.
So,
yeah, but gala, we're going to a gala. Or
is
we're
it
going
the
to
Met
a gala.
Gala?
If I go up here to Cambridge.com, Cambridge.org, so they say if you're in the United States, let me click this, it sounds
gala.
Gala.
If you're in the United Kingdom,
gala.
Gala. So it's either depending on where you are.
After the coronation this weekend, there's going to be a
gala.
Yes.
But
we are going to Beverly Hills for a
gala.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know, the kind of apples I like are
gala.
Me too.
Exactly.
I also like Golden Delicious. But okay.
Or maybe the next time we go to the store, I could ask for
gala
apples.
And they'll stare at you.
Yes.
What do you think this is, Britain?
Anyway, thank you for that, Wendy. The thing about anytime someone points something out, like you did it for me, Sam, with that phrase I get wrong all the time?
All of a sudden?
All of a sudden.
Yeah, you used to say all of the sudden.
I still
say it. Actually, you still say it.
I still say all of the sudden.
Yeah.
But every time I say it, I question myself now. Mm-hmm. So, Wendy, know that you did affect because I'll question Gala Gala for the rest of my life.
Or we can just always call it Big Event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the Big Event.
Gala. Gala Gala. Angela from our Facebook page sent in, this is about the peanut butter balls that are still in the fridge here at work. Sam, are you please going to eat them?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You begged. You harassed me about making those things.
Now it's my fault.
I'm please not eating them because I'm trying to lose weight for the
gala.
Angela says, I've been teaching for 32 years. One of my favorite former school cafeterias made peanut butter balls. They did not use honey. They used Karo syrup.
Oh.
Maybe that's the difference that we are tasting because mine were honey. And our recipe, by the way, is online at murphysamandjody.com.
You know, it used to be my favorite thing to eat in the school cafeteria. It was the apples. What kind were they?
Gala.
Yeah, that's it.
Cinco de Menu, that's something that we do on Cinco de Mayo, or for Cinco de Mayo, I should say. Some fun recipes that you can use today or maybe over the weekend, including Sam's got I keep forgetting the name, but it's a Smash Burger
Smash
Taco.
Smash Burger Taco, right? The best of both worlds.
That's a new one for Cinco de Menu, and then we've got another easy queso dip, too. So that's perfect for me because it's three ingredients and you're good.
Those are at murphysamandjody.com. Enjoy. So it's the time of the year, guys, when everybody's planning about and thinking about summer vacations. Mm. You know, according to travel experts, you should have already booked by now. But, yeah. I mean, being honest, a lot of you, we don't know yet.
Sometimes you don't know what plans are. Like this year, Jody and I are dealing with, you know, you've got a graduating senior and everybody's in different places. Or sometimes you don't even know what your budget's going to be.
You don't have the money, you know? Or whatever.
Yeah.
So I will tell you what's going on in the travel, in the summer vacation planning world. The White Lotus effect is real.
Hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, White Lotus is a show on HBO Max that every season is at a different place in the world, but at a White Lotus resort.
Yeah.
And those are based on like
four seasons
resorts. Yeah. But the White Lotus effect is real. The number of people looking for resorts in Hawaii and resorts in Italy, which was the second season, is skyrocketing right now. It's a real thing. And watching the show, you want to go to an all-inclusive. It makes you want to be at an all-inclusive resort.
So when you say the White Lotus effect, there have been a million different TV shows over the years or movies that have...
Yeah.
Have caused you want to go different places,
sure,
right? Two different places.
And this one's hot right now.
That one's hot right now. Exactly.
Do these end up, do you end up like Jennifer Coolidge and take these trips? I'm just curious.
See, I don't get that. I don't watch White Lotus, so for anybody that doesn't know.
Very unlucky, yes. Okay. Also, the most searched place in the United States for vacations right now, this year, 2023. You want to take a wild guess, boys?
Orlando, is that obvious?
Nope.
Oh.
Guess?
No idea. Montana.
Vegas, okay. Baby. Ah. Vegas! I love going to Vegas. I love it with the girls, too. Anyway, it's just the most searched for right now.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you've got a bunch of different things going on. There's always something going on. You've got the resorts. You've got the shows. People rent the cabanas and like to do that kind of thing for, you know, by the pool.
For me, that's a three-day thing, though. I can't do more than 3 days. Yeah. It's just so tiring in a different way than you've ever experienced before. And the other travel trend I want to throw out at you is because airfare is so expensive right now, rental cars are hot and rental cars are hard to find.
Oh.
So if you're going to, on a whim, think that you're going to rent something that fits the whole family, get ready ahead of time.
Jody was just talking about grad gifts and how, since our youngest daughter Phoebe is graduating and her tight friends that have always been, you know, hanging around for years now, you're going to do graduation gifts
for each of them, right? Girls, I'm definitely going to give them something significant.
That's
hopefully.
Sweet. Love to hear from you, too. 877-310-4MSJ. How are you, Elizabeth?
I am well. Thank you. I'm headed to work, and I just called in with a suggestion for graduation gifts.
Okay, bring it.
Well, I'm a picture taker, and so I have photos of my daughter, my children, my son throughout the years with all of their friends. And so what if you found something special to you, and you created, like, either a photo collage or just an individual photo?
Yeah.
Of either you and each child or your daughter with each child, and you gave it to them because if they're all going different directions,
you're right.
Something that lasts a lifetime.
Oh, you are telling me these things, and I can see the pictures in my head. Hmm. These girls, this group of girls, the five of them, they call themselves the Cabin Club because they first got close when they all spent the night in a cabin. I know it sounds like a horror movie, but...
How many of them were there to begin with?
Anyway, yeah, they are very close, and I have a ton of pictures of them together.
I just think that would be something special. I have to tell you that my friends and I would call ourselves the Bricks.
Yeah.
So I love having nicknames.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You are onto something, and I need to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this.
Whatever you do is going to be special, but I just thought I would share my little idea with you.
Thank you. Those girls mean a lot to me. They've been crucial to Phoebe's high school years.
I'm trying not to cry right now because I'm an empty nester, and I'm reliving everything with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, and kids don't even know. They leave and they don't even think about you anymore.
Whatever,
and you're like,
Mom.
What's going on?
Exactly. Yep, they spread their wings and they fly, and we're happy to see them go, but
right.
It hurts just a little.
Yeah, they're supposed to go. Well, thank you for
this.
Thank you for this.
Thanks,
you're
Elizabeth.
So welcome. I can't wait to hear what you do.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay.